One night in 1947, a little boy named Michael asked his father for a story. His father, William McCleary, told a story that revolved around a wolf named Waldo, a hen named Rainbow, and another little boy, the son of a farmer named Jimmy Tractor Wheel. The father serialized the story, just like in the movies, over weeks and weeks, telling it in installments to young Michael during Sunday afternoon outings and bedtime after bedtime. William McCleary was a Broadway playwright as well as a father, and together with the artist Warren Chappell, he turned that elaborate wolf story into a short book for children. William McCleary's wolf story was acclaimed when it was published in 1947. It's been out of print for decades, but it's now been published again by the New York Review Children's Collection. Michael McCleary, the little boy in the story, is all grown up now and recently joined us for an interview and treated us to a reading from his father's book.
Once upon a time, a man was putting his 5-year-old son Michael to bed, and the boy asked for a story. And on we go. No, no, a new story. A new story? What about? Said the man. About a hen, said the boy. Oh, good, said the man. I was afraid you might want another wolf story. Well, once upon a time there was a hen. The man stopped. Go on. What are you waiting for? What's a good name for a hen? Michael looked thoughtful. Make it the hen's name is Rainbow. She was called Rainbow because her feathers were of different colors. Red and pink and purple and lavender and magenta, the boy yawned, and violet and yellow and orange. That will be enough colors, said the boy, and green and dark green and light. Daddy, stop. Stop saying so many colors. You're putting me to sleep. Why not, said the man. This is bedtime. But I want story, not colors. So that's pretty typical of the dialogue.
What's it like for you to read your father's words like that?
It's a pleasure to read. It's very simple. With 3 sons of my own, I recognize the moral theme, if you will. You shouldn't tell lies. You should be nice to people. So it's fun. And even in this few seconds, I slip into the different voices. And I think that's what makes reading it and other books like it such a pleasure. But there is one point when the wolf is trying to get under the fence and he slips and he skins his behind. Oh, the kids laugh. They just collapse. Behind, they say, oh. So that's pretty tame.
You know, it must be said, we fathers like a good behind story too, don't we?
I suppose. I've been behind most of my life. I'm still trying to catch up.
May I ask, do you remember asking for the wolf story?
I'm only 72 years old.
So it happened yesterday, I guess, right?
Well, yes, because over the intervening years, it is about the only... I mean, you can't walk in a bar and say, I'm Mike from Wolf Story, and get much of a reaction. But an astonishing number of adults and my children's ages in their 40s are very familiar with it, and that's what they want to talk about. So I remember it well.
Why did your father write the book?
My mother and I were going to Reno, Nevada in whatever that was, 46, I guess, to get a quickie divorce. Seemed like it took forever to me. And when my father took that time, he was not happy with things as they were going to be. And when I was away, he worked for 6 weeks and he wrote the whole thing and presented it to me when we returned.
I had no idea. They're so happy in the book.
Yes, that's the sub rosa plot there. This is the father pricking the son's memory with the sweetest stories that he can tell or that he can remember. I don't think you would discern that just from reading it, but once you know it's there, I think you'll know what I mean.
Let's catch you up a bit in life now. You have a lobster truck.
I bought a marina and a tackle shop in the Stony Creek area, which is a chain of islands outside of New Haven, Connecticut. And I thought that was going to be the place I could just sit around and play the guitar and swap yarns and whatnot. And it turned out to be very, very much more energetic than that. And I now have the Lobster Mobile, which is a car-pulled trailer, and I have enough stuff in there to feed 200 people lobsters. In fact, if you gave me enough propane and enough ice, I could feed the world lobsters.
Do you ever tell stories to the kids that show up?
Well, I'm also a professional guitarist, and so I have on occasion brought the guitar and sung salty songs for the children. Salty by their standards, not mine.
Oh, with behinds in it.
Sure, with whatever. The chivalrous man-eating shark is the most requested one.
Why do you think people connected with your father's book so powerfully?
Because it really said in a way that children could understand the things that adults want to say to their kids, but so often cannot for whatever reason. Certainly the emotional side is easier. It's easier to talk to a five-year-old when you're writing his words down than if you have to actually do it with him. And then issues that haven't changed a bit in 70 years, like who's in charge of things around here, who's making the decisions, whether it's right to kill and eat chickens or not. There's a lot of food for thought in the plot as well.
Michael McCleary, speaking with us from the studios at Yale University. The book he's talking about, by his father, William McCleary, Wolf Story. It's been republished by the New York Review Children's Collection. Michael, thanks so much.
My pleasure.